It's Donny Osmond, Sweet and Innocent at 620 on CHAM with Gil Harris. We have a lovely day coming up for you. I'm not kidding. High is 70. Today and tomorrow it's going to be sunny. Good day for some golf.
Gil, Herman Deranged, Earl Bradford's golf partner here. You know Earl golf's in the low 70s?
No, I didn't know that. Golf's in the low 70s, eh?
Yes, and if it gets any colder, he goes home.
Get him up, cowboys and girls, as the largest Western all-breed horse show in eastern Canada is going to be staged in the Burning Arbor Stadium at King's Forest Park, Kenilworth and Mohawk Road, Saturday, June 19th and Sunday, June 20th, as part of Hamilton's 125th birthday celebrations. This is the first Western horse-orama ever staged in Hamilton, and the show is free for all, enabling young and old alike to see the various breeds of horses in competition at halter and in performance classes. Enjoy exciting Western games, including barrel racing, pole bending, and many more. The program includes many youth activity classes, as the popularity of Western riding ranges from preschoolers to grandparents, making this a favorite sport. So get out after the horse show Saturday and Sunday, June 19th and 20th.
The Atlas pre-vacation tire sale at Esso. Right now, you pay no more than $19.88 for the F78 14 or 15 size of the tough, dependable Atlas Mark 1 Blackwall. Or if you want the extra mileage of a polyester fiberglass belted tire, don't miss the Atlas Mark 3 Belted. While stocks last, you pay no more than $29.88 for the F78 14 or 15 Mark 3 Blackwall. Get them now at participating Esso dealers.
Red Barn, Hamburger Hungry here. Red Barn has the yummiest hamburgers. There's little boy sizes for you and big man sizes for your daddy.
Red Barn!
Don't forget me, fish hungry.
Red Barn, chicken hungry here.
Hiya, chicken.
Wow.
What you got, big boy?
I got the best chicken snacks and chicken dinners you ever tasted.
Oh, chicken hungry. Give me a bite.
When the hungry's hip, when the hungry's hip, hip the Red Barn.
Tomorrow, as previously mentioned in the same episode, it's going to be sunny. Tomorrow it'll be warmer. High today is 70, low tonight at 50. High tomorrow is 75. Airport weather's clear, operations on time. It's 51 at CHAM.
If I had the chance to make it up to you.
Bling, ding, ding. Bling, ding, ding. Yes, siree. You're certainly filling up the program with meaningful things this morning. It is 626. This is Gil Harris on CHAM. And now Herman Deranged, old-time radio announcer, will explain why up until now the weather has been inclement.
Well, you see, Gil, Harry Clement, who works here at the radio station, is a vacuum cleaner bag changer. The other night mixed up the weather forecast with his lunch and ate it. And that is the reason the weather was inclement for the last few days.
You don't have to take that.
This is Earl Bradford at 6:30. This news is presented by CHAM. The Prime Minister is back in Ottawa this morning following a political mission to Toronto and Hamilton. Opposition leader Bob Stanfield, however, is beginning a two-day fence-mending visit to Nova Scotia, his home province. Mr. Trudeau got the business part of his Southern Ontario visit out of the way on Tuesday with a speech to the Canadian Manufacturers Association in Toronto. As for the celebration of Hamilton's 125th anniversary, the PM summed the visit up last night when he told other guests at the ball at the Sheraton Connaught, "Happy birthday and let's dance." The Prime Minister attended a Liberal Party reception last night at the Holiday Inn in Hamilton. It was a brief meeting with the Prime Minister thanking the Liberal Association for the tremendous welcome they afforded him. He also mentioned that it was a birthday party he would keep in the spirit of things.
There's some things perhaps we can talk to each other about, because we're between Liberals. I take it that, no, I'm on CHAM News, so I won't be too partisan. I'll try and remain in the spirit of the birthday party.
The Prime Minister spent the better part of an hour shaking hands and meeting members of the Hamilton Liberal Club. The negotiations in the Hamilton Street Railway strike will continue today at 10 o'clock after a rather effortless attempt yesterday at the Sheridan Connaught Hotel. CHAM News asked Alderman Dave Lawrence to assess the strike to date.
As long as they're talking, as far as I'm concerned, as long as they're talking, at least you have some hope that there will be some type of settlement. And I get rather worried when they stop talking and that's it.
1280 News then asked Alderman Lawrence how far the city would let the issue go before stepping in.
If there's no more discussion and there's no give way from both sides, well, that's our responsibility, and I think we have to turn around and then face it. And after we hear from the report of the Board of Control or the report of the negotiating committee, then council then has to take action.
Alderman Dave Lawrence with all the news, CHAM at 6:31. Another attempt will be made today to locate the bodies of a Saskatchewan political official and another man in Buffalo Pond Lake, 15 miles north of Moose Jaw. Missing are R.W. Thompson, president of the Saskatchewan Liberal Association, and another Saskatoon businessman, Norm Caswell. They were last seen calling for help from the wings of the small float-equipped plane after trouble developed during a takeoff attempt yesterday. The aircraft was located by divers, but the two men were not inside. A jacket and identification papers belonging to Mr. Caswell were found floating in the lake. Three Russian spacemen continue to carry out experiments during their fourth day aboard an orbiting space station described in the TASS News Agency report as a complete flying hotel. The comment was made by a mission control scientist who painted a cozy picture of life on Salyut, saying the three cosmonauts have a library of their favorite books, a refrigerator, a vacuum cleaner, and a stove. They don't say what kind of refreshments. The problem of centralized government is worrying residents of Hay River, which lost out to Yellowknife in the competition to become capital of Canada's Northwest Territories. The town's Chamber of Commerce has sent the Prime Minister a telegram complaining the train people are being drained to Yellowknife, not only from Hay River, but from other communities dependent on federal payroll, such as Fort Smith, Inuvik, Fort Providence, and Fort Simpson. The brief mentioned specifically the proposed move of federal fishery and forestry offices to the territorial capital. New departmental offices are expected to employ 31 trained people, earning $500,000 a year. More about bodies this morning. Digging in an area of waste ground in Mexico across the border from El Paso, Texas, has turned up 13 bodies, all with bullet holes through the head. One of the victims was a woman. Officials supervising the search in the small town of Escandon near Juarez City say the condition of clothing of the victims indicates the mass slaying occurred recently. The discovery comes not long after that of 25 bodies in an orchard area of California. A man originally from Mexico has been charged in the case. This news, presented by CHAM.
Come see what you've been missing. Come see what you've been missing. Take off with your airline. California sunshine. We jet there every day. There's so much to see there. Wouldn't you like to be there? We'll show you the way.
Going to Hawaii, the Orient, or the South Pacific? Go via Los Angeles and you get the best selection of connecting airlines and flights. And the best way to get to L.A. is with Air Canada, with two flights every day, morning and evening.
Air Canada, Canada, come see what you've been missing.
By Hamilton Cycle and Sports. Today and tomorrow, sunny. Tomorrow, warmer. High today, 70. Low tonight, 50. High tomorrow, 75. Pollution index for Hamilton stands tolerable at 9.
Cycling is in. No longer is it just a means of transportation. It's now a recreational and pleasure activity. Do you know that there are over 6 million bicycles in Canada? The great outdoors is waiting for you, and Hamilton Sports and Cycle has the greatest selection of easy riding lightweights, including the new folding folding bicycle. All top quality, built to last, in price from $45 to $525 at Hamilton Sports and Cycle, 320 James North.
In Burlington, 51 degrees. It's presently 51 degrees at CHAM. News and weather presented by CHAM and Hamilton Cycle and Sports. Reporting for CHAM Hamilton, this is Earl Bradford.
CHAM Sports.
This is Bob McCarthy with CHAM Sports, presented by Flavor Bird Chicken, featuring Uncle Tom's recipe. Steve Renko fired a one-hitter at Jerry Park last night as the Montreal Expos blanked the fading San Francisco Giants 4-0. The New York Mets moved into first place in the East as they doubled San Diego 4-2. The Mets have 12 percentage points in St. Louis, which was beaten by Atlanta 8-3. The Pirates remain only half a game behind despite losing yesterday afternoon to Fergie Jenkins and the Cubs 3-1. It was Fergie's 10th win. In the American, the two division leaders, Baltimore and Oakland, both won. The Ancaster Provisioners of Burlington are right back in the thick of the Niagara District Senior Fastball League standings. They edged the previously unbeaten Niagara Falls McRae's at Lions Club Park last night 3-2. In the Senior Inter-County League last night, the Hamilton Marlins were drubbed by the Guelph Seajoys 8-0. One game in the Big Four Fastball League, Grimsby shut out the Real McCoy 6-0. In Tri-County Senior play, Binbrook edged Waterford 3-2. Burlington over Leaside 4-1 in the Halton County Loop. The Montreal Canadiens have called another news conference for today. This one is probably going to have something to do with the future of Al McNeil. Yesterday they called one to announce the retirement of Jean Béliveau. And also today in Montreal, the all-important amateur draft. This sports presented by Flavor Bird Chicken, featuring Uncle Tom's recipe.
Good evening, Flavor Bird Chicken, home of Uncle Tom's recipe.
Hi, sweetheart. What are you doing after work?
Gee, honey, Uncle Tom cooked a fresh pot of Let's Smack and Good Chicken and has invited me to Lakeland Beach with him to sit and eat chicken and...
Just eat chicken?
Sure. With chicken this good from Flavor Bird Chicken at Sanford North at Cannon, it's all you'd want to do.
I'll have more sports at 7:05 on CHAM Hamilton. And now, with more all-hit music, Gil Harris.
It's Joy Cook in Brownsville, 6:39 in the morning with Gil Harris. Play the music from Hamilton's Boss, where the Boss Jocks present a super summer in 11 days. You hang in, it's coming up soon. Hanging around the bus stop waiting for Smokey Robinson. That's a cycle. Gotta wait for the miracle. 6:42 on CHAM. It's gonna be sunny today. Right now, 52 degrees outside, heading up for a high of 70. This is Gil Harris. And right now, our inspirational corner of the morning with CHAM's answer to Paul Reed, Herman Derange. Herman?
Herman Derange here. Last night I was in a Chinese restaurant and I obtained this wonderful fortune cookie after my meal with its inspirational message, and I would like to share it with you. It says, you will meet an attractive brunette. You will give her money. She is our cashier.
Shop at the nearby Foodmaster Mall, where shopping is a breeze. Prices are lower throughout the store on all your family needs.
There are savings galore and fun for all at the annual sidewalk sale on now at the Foodmaster Mall. You can win a pony just by guessing its weight. You can save on barbecue supplies. Red and white hot dog and hamburger buns, just 25 cents. 5 pounds of charcoal or briquettes, only 29 cents. But this special is limited to 2 per customer. Ignite your savings with SO Barbecue Lighter at the Foodmaster Mall Sidewalk Sale. 1565 Upper James at Rickman's Corners.
You'll find everything you're looking for and get guaranteed satisfaction at your friendly Foodmaster Mall.
Summer's Menswear at 167 King East are continuing their overstock sale and have shifted the bargain spotlight to styles for the mod men. Suits that usually command $89.95 and up are priced to reduce stock at $49.95 to $79.95.
sports jackets and blazers to make you think and feel young are specially priced right now. While the overstock sale is on, it's underground value as well in the Unisex Boutique. See a selection of sweaters and leathers and a full array of swinging threads for the way-out set at Summer's Menswear, 167 King East at Mary.
C-H-A-N.
6:44 at CHAM, where the Tooth Fairy's going to make an appearance at 7:45. As Bobby B. stole gold from the boss. 6:46 on CHAM, Gil Harris talking to you. It's called Run to Him.
Song about prune juice.
It is not.
June 17th from 9 to 12 midnight, CHAM submits your hit to the ultimate heaviness. After years of paying dues, backing up the likes of Joe Cocker and Leon Russell, they grab a corner of their own scene and CHAM brings them to you at the Dundas Arena. 17th from 9 to midnight, CHAM presents the Grease Band. Get your head inside the Grease Band at the Dundas Arena, June 17th, 9 to midnight. Music you can see.
With speed of light down here and down, down the road.
Also in the same great show, George Oliver and Friends. Tickets, $2.50 in advance and $3 at the arena the night of the show. Another CHAM Dynamite presentation. You can pick up your tickets for the Grease Band at CHAM, the Dundas Arena, and L.W. Costello in Dundas.
Hamilton is growing, and Hamilton Trust grows with Hamilton. You want your savings to work for you. You want to watch your financial investment grow. You want Hamilton Trust. Invest in your future, in Hamilton's future. Let Hamilton Trust, a member of the Canada Deposit Insurance Corporation, take care of your savings. Many of us thought a trip to the moon was an impossible dream. And here it's been done not once, but three times. Some of us think a new car is an impossible dream. There are no impossible dreams when you place your trust in Hamilton Trust. Hamilton's own trust company, employing Hamilton people, with most of the directors prominent local businessmen. There are four locations in the city with head office, of course, right here in downtown Hamilton, and you couldn't find more ardent Tiger Cat supporters anywhere. Be wise and grow with Hamilton's own trust company. Place your trust in Hamilton Trust and purchase your Astro Turf Lottery tickets at any branch of Hamilton Trust.
Military dictators, international intrigue, super automation, and the timely tangle of the sexes are targets for Woody Allen's droll sense of the ridiculous in Bananas. Beginning tomorrow at the Odeon Capitol Theater in Hamilton, see Bananas with Woody Allen tomorrow. It's in color.
CHAM 6:49
on CHAM right now. 53 degrees going up to 70 today.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Dawn of the World, Three Dog Nights. CHAM super hit at 6:52. This is Gil Harris, Herman Deranged, assisting here, holding my clubs, which I use to ward off angry fans. No, not really.
A cinema showcase presentation from Famous Players 20th Century Theater.
Taking Off, held over at the Avon Theater, is funny, sad, shocking, and poignant. Taking Off faces the facts of today's runaway kids and desperate parents. Taking Off, in color, held over at the Avon Theater, 195 Ottawa Street North in Hamilton. Admission is restricted.
Famous Players 20th Century Theater, your movie guide to finest screen entertainment.
Mount Hamilton Gas Products sale is still on, and to show their appreciation, they purchase 20 more humidifiers, and they can be yours free. All you have to do is purchase a natural gas furnace, or rent or buy a gas water heater. You'll get a free humidifier, free $50 worth of gas, plus a free bonus gift. Help keep your air clean with natural gas products from your own Hamilton Gas Product store, 668 Fennel East, or call 388-6010. Canadian Tire's annual Sun Fun Sale is here again, featuring scores of bargains on things that make for more enjoyable summer living. Save a big $3 on a wagon-type cordless barbecue, only $17.77. Or the ever-so-popular double hibachi barbecue, only $8.49 during Canadian Tire's Sun Fun Sale. And a 5-pound bag of charcoal briquettes, just 44 cents. See these and other great buys in the Sun Fun Sale at Canadian Tire.
CHAM
weather.
boy, have we got a beautiful couple of days coming up for you. It's going to be sunny today and tomorrow. Tomorrow it's going to be warmer. High today is 70, low tonight is 50, high tomorrow is 75. Airport weather is clear, operations are on time. And right now, it is presently 52 degrees at CHAM at 6:54 with Gil Harris. It's April Wine, it's a fast train, starring Paul Allen, tied to the railroad tracks here. Notice that? Oh, yeah. 6:56 with Gil Harris on CHAM. Good morning.
CHAM.
At 7 o'clock. This news is presented by the Aluminum Company of Canada. The Trudeaus from Ottawa, Pierre and Margaret, cut the cake for Hamilton, Ontario's 125th anniversary party last night. It was the wind-up to a crowd-crushing day for the PM. There were no formal speeches last night and no announcements, and demonstration by trade unionists and young socialists ended without being seen by Pierre. Union spokesman in Hamilton said they held the demonstration because they'd been turned down in a bid to present a brief to the PM on unemployment. Prime Minister Trudeau, at the Liberal reception in his honor at the Holiday Inn late yesterday afternoon, gave credit to the Canadian people, and especially those in the Liberal Party, for being so understanding and tolerant.
And you have here people from not only descendants of the pioneers, but people who come from various lands. We have in the party representatives of people of these various lands. We have, I'm sure, not only French and English people from Hamilton, we have Polish, we have Italian. I'm surprised to see there is even still some Ukrainians in the Liberal Party. That shows what a nice, tolerant people Canadians are.
The Prime Minister. Mr. Trudeau ended his business yesterday with an unscheduled event. He and Margaret came outside the Sheraton Connaught to the street dance just to make an appearance and to thank the city of Hamilton for its warm reception. After being introduced by Mayor Copps, the PM stepped up to the microphone and said, "I have only four words to say. Happy birthday and Aradirchi." Abracadirchi. However you say it, that's what the PM said. Delegates to the Ontario Welfare Officers Association rejected a motion yesterday at Thunder Bay calling for the provincial government to initiate a work program for welfare recipients. James Sheridan, Deputy Welfare Commissioner for the Ottawa-Carleton area, said in Thunder Bay that the association would rather than people had legitimate jobs instead of participating in a work-for-welfare program. The motion was one of 12 forwarded to the Welfare Officers Association from its parent body, from the Ontario Municipal Association. Hamilton Alderman Fred Lombardo tells CHAM News that he feels Hamilton should ask the federal and provincial governments for assistance in paying the bill for the new Lloyd D. Jackson Square. Mr. Lombardo tells 1280 News that the municipal taxes are not adequate to pull the load alone, and that additional taxes on the people are out of the question.
It's about time that we must go to these people and say, look, we've just had it with the people, and the people have had it, and we need other sources of revenue, and it's not going to come out of the tax dollars anymore, because we just certainly can't go ahead and start increasing taxes yearly for this situation. And I definitely feel that the two levels of government, especially the provincial and federal, but principally the provincial, possibly, to say, well, look, we'll start and give you something, and then hoping that the federal will follow through. We think that if one starts, secondly, the other will follow.
Alderman Fred Lombardo. Air Canada's board of directors has again put off a decision on whether to buy more Boeing 747s or to go for one of the two wide-bodied planes not yet in operations, the McDonnell Douglas DC-10 and the Lockheed 1011 TriStar. Lockheed, which is in trouble financially, considers the Air Canada choice pivotal to the TriStar's future. The airline's board of directors set no date for another meeting on that question. The mayor of Vancouver collapsed at the wheel of the family car yesterday from what doctors have diagnosed as exhaustion. Tom Campbell's wife said the mayor returned home after a checkup in hospital and will be back at the office this morning. The only survivor of last Sunday's California air crash is quoted as saying that the pilot of the U.S. Marine jet fighter executed a 360-degree roll about a minute before the collision with the Hughes Air West DC-9. A spokesman for the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board says the radar officer aboard the Phantom jet fighter reported the maneuver when he was interviewed by members of an accident investigating team. This news, presented by the Aluminum Company of Canada.
How can you protect the outside of your house from the sun, wind, rain, and snow, and keep it looking fresh and clean for years and years? You could move it inside, but that's not too practical. Elcan building products are, because they're all made of tough aluminum that requires a minimum of maintenance. And they're finished with baked-on enamel that keeps them looking like new. Elcan insulated siding makes your house look better outside and feel better inside. Elcan soffit and fascia end troublesome and costly repainting and repairing underneath the overhang and roof edge. Elcan eavesdrops and downpipes are rust-proof with a high-gloss baked white enamel finish that's completely weather-resistant. Elcan decorative window shutters are just the thing for dressing up those lonely windows. And Elcan's new all-white storm door is built to last for years. For your free copy of Elcan Building Products Guide to Good Things to Have Around the House, call your nearest Elcan selected distributor. He's listed in the Yellow Pages under Siding.
C-H-A-N.
By Hamilton Cycle and Sports. Today and tomorrow sunny, tomorrow warmer, high today 70, low tonight 50, high tomorrow 75. Pollution index for Hamilton stands tolerable at 9.
Touring or racing for your kind of bike, see Hamilton Sports and Cycle, 320 James North. They have the best selection in town of easy riding lightweights with 3, 5, and 10 speed and single speed coaster brakes. All top quality built to last in price from $45 to $525 at Hamilton Sports and Cycle, 320 James North. Check out these beautiful bikes at Hamilton Sports and Cycle. They look after you as if you were a member of the Canadian Olympic team.
In Burlington, 53 degrees, presently 53 degrees at CHAM. News and weather presented by the Aluminum Company of Canada and Hamilton Cycle and Sports. Reporting for CHAM Hamilton, this is Earl Bradford.
C-H-A-M Sports.
The girls, not the boys, will bring back our medals from the Pan Am Games this summer. This is Bob McCarthy with C-H-A-M Sports, presented by Stevenson Auto Service. A Canadian track and field official says the girls are Canada's best hopes for gold medals at the Pan Am Games this summer in Cali, Colombia. Chris Picard says high jumper Debbie Brill of Haney, B.C. and pentathlon star Debbie Van Kickabelt of Toronto are the biggest threat for victories. He says Canada could also pick up three or four silver medals and a few bronze in some of the other women's events. He named discus throwers Carol Martin of Toronto and Joan Pavlich of Vancouver, along with runners Ivy Hoffman of Toronto, Mark McGowan of Brantford, Brenda Walsh of Edmonton, and Joyce Sadowick of Vancouver, among the other strong contenders. However, Picard sees little chance for Canadian men at Cali, although he says there's a possibility for some bronze and an occasional silver medal. He picks pole vaulter Bruce Simpson as Canada's number one threat in men's competition. The Canadians collected 3 gold, 9 silver, and 12 bronze medals at the 1967 Pan Am Games in Winnipeg. The Montreal Canadiens, who lost a veteran star yesterday and are expected to gain a high-scoring youngster in today's draft, may also have a new coach before the day is over. The Habs called a news conference yesterday and announced the retirement of Captain Jean Béliveau. They have another news conference slated for today, and this one is expected to deal with the immediate future of coach Al McNeil. McNeil, who took over from Claude Ruel early in the season, has been the target of criticism by fans and players, even though he led the third-place club to the Stanley Cup.
The all-important amateur draft highlights today's final session of the NHL's annual meeting in Montreal. In the draft, the 14 NHL clubs have access to the top junior hockey players in Canada and the U.S., with the number one pick expected to be Guy Lafleur of the Quebec Ramparts. The Montreal Canadiens have the top choice, and they have already indicated they have plans for Lafleur. The New York Mets have moved into a first-place tie with the St. Louis Cardinals in the National Baseball League's tight Eastern Division race, and the Pittsburgh Pirates are just half a game behind. The Mets advanced last night by downing San Diego 4-2. All the New York runs came in the eighth. St. Louis fell back into the tie by dropping an 8-3 decision to the Atlanta Braves, and the Pirates lost 3-1 to Chicago as Fergie Jenkins posted his 10th win in 15 decisions. In Montreal, the Expos blanked the slumping San Francisco Giants 4-0 behind Steve Ranko's one-hitter. The Giants now have lost 7 of their last 8 games. Homers by Darren Johnson, Byron Brown, and Don Money powered the Phillies to a 9-4 win over Los Angeles. And a solo homer by Johnny Bench handed Cincinnati a 2-1 win over the Houston Astros. In the American, the streaking Baltimore Orioles edged Minnesota 2-1 on Frank Robinson's run-scoring double in the 10th. It was the 7th straight win for the Redbirds. Kansas City handed Washington its 6th loss in a row by edging the Senators 5-4. The Detroit Tigers blanked Milwaukee 3-0 on Norm Cash's 3-run homer. The Oakland A's beat the Bo Sox 6-1. The California Angels edged New York 4-3. And the Cleveland Indians topped the Chicago White Sox 3-1. There were a number of ball games locally last night in the Big Four Fastball League. Grimsby dumped the Real McCoy 6-0. In Halton County play, Burlington over Leaside 4-1. Benbrook 3, Waterford 2 in the Tri-County Senior League. And 2 games in the Hamilton Industrial Fastball League. Hamilton Crane took Appleford 5-3, while Hydro trounced English 12-3. The Ancaster Provisioners of Burlington downed the previously unbeaten Niagara Falls McCrays 3-2 at Lions Club Park last night, that game in the Niagara District Senior Fastball League. 3 weeks away from the golf tour doesn't appear to have done Arnold Palmer's game any harm. Palmer shot a 3-under par 69 in yesterday's pro-am of the $150,000 Kemper Open at Charlotte, North Carolina, and he came away talking about his putting. This sports presented by Stevenson Auto Service.
Stevenson sells great used cars, never sells abused cars.
Your miles ahead when you deal with Red Stevenson.
You better believe it. His autos have the look of youth, and Stevenson always sells the truth.
Your miles ahead when you deal with Red Stevenson.
Now when it comes to service, they do things well.
And the guarantee each car they sell, you always get your money's worth.
At the greatest auto show on earth.
Cause the deal is on the level with even Stevenson.
It's always more fun to select your car in the comfort of the climate-controlled showroom at Stevenson's, 464 Burlington Street, east just west of Wentworth. Stevenson's Auto Service gives a 30-day 100% guarantee on all major operating parts, as well as a 30-day guarantee on all safety features. Choose your next car in the beautiful indoor showroom at Stevenson's.
You always get your money's worth at the greatest auto show on earth.
Cause the deal is on the level with even Stevenson.
I'll have more sports at 7:35 on CHAM Hamilton.
And now, with more all-hit music, Gil Parrott.
CHAM with Gilly Harris in the morning. Did you know we had a winner on the newsmaker, the A&P newsmaker yesterday? Gordon Sharp, who lives in Burlington, won $211. You always get more from the boss.
All that's necessary just to keep me strong.
One of those great groups you're going to see at CHAM Musical Exposition Number 2, which is happening at the HAAA grounds, June 26th. Hope you've got your tickets. If you don't, get them soon. 7:16 with Gil Harris on CHAM, and with a little bit of the aftermath stories to the Trudeau visit to Hamilton's 125th birthday, here is old-time news reporter Herman Durange.
Yes, Gil, you may recall at Ivor Wynne Stadium yesterday, the stage collapsed after the Prime Minister had finished making his speeches and such stuff. Turns out a mistake was made by the City Works Department. That stage was supposed to be in front of the city hall, and it was supposed to collapse in keeping with the tradition started by the city hall.
Be the lemony pure perfection of the summery sun's reflection focuses eyes in one direction. Be a lemon head.
This summer spray clear all lemon go lightly on your hair.
Sit in the sun till your hair's done.
Clairol Lemon Go Lightly has gentle lighteners plus protective conditioners. It uses the sun to make you a lemony, fresh blonde, a lemon head.
Lemon Go Lightly.
Be a lemon head.
Knock 'em dead.
No matter what kind of skin you're in, tan Hawaiian with Tanya. Tan your body with Tanya. Talking about Tanya.
Why would they do a dumb thing like that?
What?
They filled in the hole.
What hole?
The hole in the lifesaver. How can it be a lifesaver if they take out the hole?
It's new. They're called Lifesavers Plus, the candy breath mint.
It hasn't got a hole to stick your tongue into.
Well, that's why they call it Lifesavers Plus.
Should have called it Lifesavers Less. I like the hole.
It's also got Cintricin.
What kind of sin?
Cintricin, a special jazz they add to Lifesavers Plus to make your breath nice.
How's that?
Well, Cintricin helps neutralize acids in the mouth, makes breath cool, clean, fresh.
Your breath is cool, clean, fresh. Will you marry me?
I don't even know you.
You sure gasp nice breaths.
Are you going to buy this pack of Lifesavers Plus?
You're a breath of spring, the soft fragrance of an April morning.
10 cents. Next.
Fresh, clean. Lifesavers Plus,
the candy breath mint.
Fresh, clean, cool taste. Lifesavers Plus,
the candy breath mint.
Beautiful day coming up. Today and tomorrow it's going to be sunny. Tomorrow it's going to be warmer. High today is 70. Low tonight of 50. High tomorrow is 75. Presently, I have 53 degrees at CHAM at 719.
Listen to